Senate Republicans unveil their version of Indiana's next two-year budget. House Republicans push through their property tax overhaul, and a committee scales back an anti-DEI measure. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports on the week at the State House.
The Senate Republican budget proposal differs from its House counterpart in three key ways. It does not expand school vouchers. It holds back more than $3 billion in reserve, and it tightens the eligibility for child care vouchers to eliminate a wait list. House Republicans unveiled their pitch for a sweeping property tax overhaul and pushed it through the chamber. A fiscal analysis reports local governments will lose out on nearly $1.8 billion over the next 3 years. Republicans say that is a decrease in the increase. Democrats say it provides minute cuts for homeowners and bigger wins for businesses. And a House committee scaled back and refocused a controversial measure to eliminate DEI programs in state agencies and educational institutions. Instead of mandating the closure of programs, the bill now levies significant fines and outlines unlawful discrimination in education, employment, and licensing. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.